You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah, it's called No Filter Friday, where you can talk about just about anything you want. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Jeremy, I'll let Angela go first because I know how you feel about women named Angela.
All Angelas are hot. It's true.
Hi, Angela.
It's a tale as old as time.
Hello.
Hi,
good
Angela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You're so pretty.
Quit flirting with her.
Sorry. What are you doing this weekend, Angela?
I am not doing really anything fun.
She left her schedule open for you, Jer.
Yeah, she did. Come see us tonight.
I wish. I'm a little too far north.
Are you?
Says who?
They have these things called roads and cars.
Where
now.
Are you, in Canada? I mean, you know.
No, but I'll be at work, and then it would be a bit of a trek. So.
All right.
Maybe next time.
Next time we'll schedule one up north, and then you'll have no excuse, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Not really anything in particular. I have been listening for quite some time, and I certainly have tried off and on to try and get through previously, but this is the first time that I'm able to talk to you guys, which is fantastic.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, so how does it feel? I mean, is it everything you dreamed it would be? What's going on here?
Way more.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what is it that you do for a living that you can't join us this evening?
Mm-hmm. I am a nurse manager.
I guess that's relatively important, Jeremy.
That's
so
legit.
We got to give her a hall pass
all
this time.
All right.
Okay.
Got to take care of people.
What are you doing the rest of the weekend? You don't have any plans this weekend at all?
Well, I have a dog who's going to obedience training.
How's that going so far?
Really good. It's quite the learning experience, and this is... You know, we've had dogs for a long time, so it's
not as... Let me ask you something.
You would think it's new. Yeah.
Is doggy obedience school as much for the owner as it is for the pooch?
Oh, it's way more for the owner than
That's
it
what
is
I thought.
For the pooch.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the dog doing?
Definitely.
Peeing on the carpet?
No, he's actually really good, but... has started with this weird, I call it stranger danger. Like, he sees some people, and I don't know what it is that sets him off, but he'll bark at them.
My dog, honestly, has been doing the same thing. We'll go out for walks, and she's the sweetest little dog, but out of nowhere, she'll, like, go attack mode, full attack mode on people.
Like, yeah.
Whoa! And we're like, we try to explain, this isn't like her. Mm. And, of course, people are like, right.
Sure, whatever.
Bite me so I can sue you.
Well, and mine is a pit mix, so...
Oh, yes, you gotta be careful with that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm glad you finally got through after all these years. It means the world to us. So, you have a question for us before you go?
Amazing. I do. Do you guys ever fight?
I just punched Jeremy in the face yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I had it coming, though.
He really did. You
heard
him.
I
punched him hard, too.
No, we don't really fight. We do, like, tickle fights sometimes, though.
Mm-hmm. Should we video one of those next time and post it?
And we keep a couple big pillows in the studio that we hit each other with.
And now you're girls.
Oh, well.
It's your girls in the morning.
Yeah. Angela, we love you, and we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Love you guys, too. Thanks for making my morning commute amazing.
It was so nice meeting
you. You're the best.
See you later.
We have the greatest listeners on the planet. Here's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, it's Jamie, everybody. What are you doing this weekend? Got good plans?
Oh, yes. Really big plans. My husband and I are hiking Mount Culebra, or Culebra Peak. I don't know what it's called, but he's actually finishing his very last 14er in Colorado, so we're doing it together.
Oh, wow.
He's got them all.
How long did it take him to do all of them?
About 10 years.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's really fantastic.
That's really impressive. I've never done one.
I've done...
you got to go do one.
Yeah, it's Colorado, isn't it?
I've done three of them, and I know that's piddly, but at least it's three. So.
Which ones did you do?
Oh, God, now I've got to think back, because this was like 12, 13 years ago. We did the ones where there's three of them like together. We did them all in one day.
Oh, really?
Like Mount...
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, you were telling me about
it. I will look it up.
Probably Tories and Greys, because those are really close together.
Uh-uh, it wasn't.
Does that sound familiar? No?
Mm-mm. I'll look it up. It was like 2009 or something like that. A friend and I went up and we did three of them. And we were on the fourth one. And then the weather turned. And we honestly, I'm not like embellishing this. We honestly thought we were going to die up there.
Yeah, it can be scary. Terrifying for sure.
It can be bad. It can be really bad. And
did you have snacks and stuff just in case?
Barely.
Really?
Yeah, it was
no
bad.
No snacks? No can of like Pringles or anything?
Well, good for you.
Culebra Peak, is that what you called it? I'm trying to look it up.
Yeah, Culebra Peak. I believe it's in the San de Cristo mountain range.
The trailhead starts at 11,000 feet and the summit is 14,047. So you don't have to really go that far.
How many have you done?
This will be my fourth.
Good for you.
I'm not that impressed when you start at 11,000 feet.
Well, you can't start at zero. Okay, you'd have to go to the ocean.
I know, but isn't it any lower? Can you go any lower to start?
Well, no.
You're only hiking 3,000 feet.
This mountain is actually like has quite a bit of conflict behind it because it's on private property. And so people are all up in arms about having to pay a fee. You have to pay a huge fee to hike this mountain. And then there's no defined trail. So you kind of can make your own trail up to the top, which is, nice.
I'm looking at it. It's beautiful. I'm looking at the top right now. Well, how much does it cost to hike it?
$150 per person.
Holy cow.
And then there's all these rules. Like, we have to go out there tonight. We have to camp in their special camping lot. And then you have to be at the gate. It's 6 a.m. You can get in between 6 and 6:15. And if you're late, like... too bad.
So did you say it's like private property around it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. The mountain itself is on private property.
How about that?
To be able to hike it, you have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are loving that. They're raking it
in. I'm sure they are.
Wow.
Is it the Culebra family? I hope that's their last name.
I have heard that it's like old Texas oil money. It's been in the family forever, but I don't even know if that's true.
A lot of money. Let's go buy us a mountain.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it looks really difficult, honestly, so good luck with that.
Good for you.
Thank you
for listening, and thank you for calling. Do you have a question for us? Do you have a question, or are you good to go?
I have a question for you. How long has it been since you lived in Colorado?
I moved in December of 2019, but I come back like a lot. Jeremy says he's kind of sick of me coming back.
Yeah, he's here right now. I'm staring right at his face.
So I moved, December 2019, and I miss Colorado, but I still get to do the show every day, so
You'd never know.
I'm still sort of in Colorado, so...
Totally. Well, we're very glad that you are still doing the show. It's a
lot of fun. That's very sweet of you. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm here this week, obviously, because we're doing the little happy hour, so we would love for people to stop by.
Definitely.
Right on with you, right on. You are terrific. Thank you so... Oh, wait a minute. I finally found a photo so I can try to see which mountains we were on. Mount Cameron was one of them.
Oh.
Mount Lincoln.
Yep, okay.
And I can't remember what the third one is. I don't have a picture of that somewhere. Anyway, Cameron,
awesome.
Lincoln, and then there's two others around there. Hmm. So, anyway.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the kind words.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for having me. Take care.
Bye, Jeannie. Bye. Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Here comes Angel. Hey, Angel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're excellent.
Good.
I got a note on the screen here, something about your son. What's the story with your son?
My son recently became a Marine going to become a father.
Double awesome.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty darn cool.
I love that he's becoming a Marine. You know, that's got to be one of those things. Like, my son did not go into the service.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a friend of mine whose daughter is now is going to the Air Force Academy. And I'm
awesome.
What a great sense of pride if your son is becoming a Marine or if your daughter is going off to the Air Force Academy.
That's pretty awesome.
You've got to really swell up with pride over that, I would think.
Oh, yeah. I do. And I shouldn't say becoming a Marine. He is officially a Marine.
He's a Marine.
Yeah, he's a Lance Corporal. He got promoted with his gunnery school. Yeah, he excelled in it. It's so exciting.
And that uniform that they get to wear.
No
Come
kidding.
On. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He's a very handsome Marine.
They all are, right?
Semper Fi, Angel. Semper Fi. Do you have any kind of question for us? Are you good to go? What's on your mind?
yeah. How do you guys keep your, because you guys sound really, like, awesome together, you know? So I couldn't imagine, you know, the show in the morning without either Tom or Derek. So how do you guys keep your professionalism, but yet your friendship going? You guys ever get mad at each other? You ever want to, like, throw
this is two questions out of three about us fighting.
I know. I mean, like anything, Dom and I have worked together now for 18 years. So, I mean, it's at times it's no different than being married, essentially, for 18 years. You're going to have agreements, disagreements, annoyed with each other on certain days. But, I mean, you just kind of bury all that and put on a show, you know?
Yeah, you know, and the answer to me, Angel, was to move to Georgia. So
Dom got the hell out of town.
Like,
and
the,
listen, I will tell you, things are different when he's here, and it does get annoying. Like, he turns on all the lights in the studio, and I only like one little light
because
on.
Because Jeremy is like some sort of vampire.
He doesn't
likes the
like the news on in the morning. I like to have the TV on
so
with the news.
So stupid. He has this news channel
sometimes
on.
I listen to music, and Dom doesn't want any music on in the studio, so it's really nice when he goes back home.
Yeah.
So it's that love, hate to love kind of relationship. I get it.
Yeah. He watches daytime television, and I'm some sort of weirdo because I'm like, shut that crap off.
No, I want to see what's going on.
Read a book. Angel, I'm glad you called. Thank you, and tell your son thank you for his service, okay?
Yeah, really. I will. Thank you. I hope you guys have a wonderful summer.
Well,
thank
will.
You.
All the
thank
best
you.
To you.
Nice meeting you.
We got two more that we can fit in, Gino and Cheyenne.
We got a Gino on the line?
We got a Gino!
Hey!
Well, we did.
Well, that was underwhelming.
Where'd he go? Yeah, well, we had
all right.
Gino.
I feel like he was
where did he go?
Starting his car or something.
Want to try one more time?
One more time, ready? Gino!
Gino!
Hey!
There he is.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting to work.
Are you? What do you do, Gino?
I own a small cafe in the Brass Armadillo Antique Shop.
Oh, I bought a steer's skull at that antique shop.
Why?
That I hung in my house. It's like this big steer skull with polished horns. It
How
just
cool.
kind of matches my motif.
What was it? Was it White Trash Week or something?
No, it's really cool. It's very Colorado Southwest. And it was very expensive, Gino.
Oh, geez, everything's expensive.
It's really expensive, but it was really cool.
What do you serve at your cafe?
Well, I have a small variety. It's mostly a small delicatessen, maybe a hot dog.
No.
Jeremy hates the word
delicatessen.
Just say deli,
it's
Gino.
It's a deli,
it's a deli.
Gino.
Just say deli.
I don't say delicatessen.
Well, I've been doing it for 50 years. So the thing is that I give a shout out to my wife, Brenda Reyes.
Yeah, we love Brenda.
She's the best.
Good kisser.
She's fighting stage 4 cancer, colon, and
Gino, pull the phone away from your mouth really quick, buddy.
Yeah.
Pull it back just a little bit. You're really muffled.
Yeah.
You got like lasagna in your phone or something.
No, I don't sell lasagna.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Brenda.
But anyway, she's beating stage 4 cancer, and I actually bought the cafe so she'd have somewhere to go and work.
I love that.
Dude, that's a great story.
That's really good. You're a good guy.
You are a good guy.
How did she find a good guy like you? Where'd you meet her? Okay.
Gino.
Gino, we're losing
you. We love
you,
buddy.
We love you so much. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. It's really difficult to hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. All the best to Brenda, too. We're going to squeeze in one more call. Cheyenne. Cheyenne, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just headed to an appointment this morning. I'm actually moving out of Denver next week, so I'm just packing and getting ready to go.
No, don't go.
You can't go.
We will miss you.
Where are you going?
I'm headed back home. I recently graduated from UC Denver, so I'm just going back to San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Alamo City. Go down to the Riverwalk. I have a lot of family in San Antonio, so I'm down there pretty often. So.
Oh, hey, that's awesome.
And it is awesome. It is awesome. What part of San Antonio? Where?
I'm on the outskirts. I pretty much live in the country about 30 minutes northeast of San Antonio, so a small farm town.
What'd you study?
I just got a degree. I got a bachelor's of science in music performance with an emphasis in voice. I'm a singer.
Well, now we got to have you sing something.
We always have to ask you to sing.
You got something ready?
Come on.
Oh, come on,
just
guys.
Just a little something-something.
You just got a degree in
you
this.
You went to school
What's
for singing.
What's the point of getting the degree if you're not going to use it?
And I want something more than, like, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. I want something bombastic.
What do you got?
Well, do you have any requests?
Nope.
We don't know what you do. I mean, do you do opera? I mean, what do you do? What do you
sing? What's your favorite thing to sing?
Let's see. We got.
You have to warm up or anything? La 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 la.
No, I did have COVID a little while ago, so I'm just getting over that. But I'm trying to think of something.
Oh my god.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need. There's something, I don't know.
Did you minor in anything?
No, I didn't. This is my third school, so I've just been in college for so long, and I finally finished.
You know what? You are absolutely delightful. Let me ask you, what are you going to do with that degree now? What's your plan? No, I mean, I'm serious. I mean, what will your job be with that degree?
Now the job is going to be I'm a working and living artist, and I'm going to go back to Texas and try to get back into those connections I used to have. So.
Oh, okay. Do you get started by, like, playing at bars and restaurants and things like that?
Yeah. So, like, going and just doing gigs, originals.
Do you play, like, an instrument, too, like a tambourine or anything like that with the singing? Or?
She's a guitar girl, I bet.
Guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish. No, I play a little bit of piano, but acapella is really my thing. I do a lot of, like, arranging for voices and stuff.
Well, I got to tell you something. I just took a trip a couple weeks ago to Nashville.
Oh, cool.
And that, you know, main Broadway there in Nashville is, it's outlandish how many places there are to perform and how good all the performers are. So maybe if you get a chance, take a little trip up to Nashville, pedal your wares up there and see if you can't play somewhere on Broadway.
Do you know any country, country songs?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'm a Texas girl, so
you bet.
I could always go back to my roots. But
just really put a little twang in it.
Yeah, I want you to go to Nashville and do a little bit, okay?
I will think about that. I got some friends there, so I'm going to have to check it out.
Check it out. You know what? You made our whole day by singing for us. Thank you so much. Do you have a question, or are you good to go?
Well, I am one of those girls, so I got to ask you guys, what are your zodiac signs?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Is that good for you? He's a Sag or is that bad?
Oh, yeah, I think that's great. That's great for a radio show. You got lots of personality and lots of people to talk to, you know?
Is that what that means?
Is that what a Sag does?
Usually I'm rather outgoing. What about you?
I am the Virgin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Virgo.
Oh, nice.
I'm a Virgo.
Is that good?
So you're keeping him in line?
I keep him in line? That'll be the day. But I think Virgos are supposed, I'm not into that kind of stuff, but I'm told that Virgos are very much into order and discipline and structure. And
they usually have it all together, or at least they seem like they do.
That is right. That's we fake it. And that's why Jer and I work well together.
What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
My parents had one of those in the 90s.
Okay, dad joke. All right, Cheyenne.
What color?
Thanks for singing to us, and safe travels back to San Antone, all right?
Bye. Oh, thank you, guys.
See you
thank
later.
You so much. Bye-bye. I loved No Filter Friday today.
Those were all great.
Thank you to everyone who called, made our entire morning.